This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The annual Christmas tree lighting at Houston City Hall could have unwelcome guests tomorrow. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
On the nights before the Christmas tree lighting, all through Herman Square Park, rats were scurrying, scrounging for garbage in the dark. This week, KPRC first reported dozens of rodents living in the park outside City Hall. They're unlikely to pose a safety risk to attendees of the Christmas tree lighting if people follow this guidance.
If you see a rat, don't touch it.
Rat expert Janet Hurley is with the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center. She says the two most common species of rats love urban areas because of the garbage, but they're unlikely to swarm the holiday event.
Both of them enjoy being close to humans, but do they really want to be out with us? Not necessarily.
A spokesperson for Mayor John Whitmire says a pest control vendor is addressing the rodent situation. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Hundreds of soccer fans were at today's watch party in East Downtown for the final World Cup draw ahead of next summer's games. It's one of the last major steps to decide which teams are going to play against each other in the early stages. Jaime Berber was in from Austin.
I'm driving here for a gaming event that my brother has right next door. I just saw a crowd over here, and I saw a big soccer ball outside, so I figured, let me go check it out while he's doing this thing. And, I mean, now I might be stuck here for the entire day.
Houston is set to host World Cup matches that could include teams like Mexico, Spain, and Brazil. Starting tonight and extending for the next 2 years, the I-10 Wide Oak Elevation Project north of downtown will slow traffic through the I-45 interchange. That project is expected to cost about $400 million by the time it's done. The Rockets play the Phoenix Suns at Toyota Center tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Mostly cloudy this evening, overnight low around 49 degrees. Warmer tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 66. I'm Gail DeLauder.